Welcome back to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast presented by who, Charlie?
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? We feeling good today? Huh?
I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling great.
My back's a little tight.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, when you sit in the bar stool for 3 days straight, you need to get up, make sure you're getting up.
Stretching.
Walking around a little bit. Maybe I'll have you stretch me out after this.
Well, stretching is kind of something you do in your own free time.
Well, no, you can help me out.
I'll watch you stretch.
Okay.
Oh, right. I realized that was a little frisky. I didn't mean it like that. Yeah, you got to stretch that back out. You got to do, maybe we'll do yoga together. What do you think?
I don't think we will.
No. Have you ever, when was the last time you did yoga?
Probably in college.
Yeah.
I played college football, so there was mandatory yoga sometimes.
Oh, you can't do it on your own accord?
I kind of just choose not to. I've done it before.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
I kind of like
not
it.
Not in my repertoire.
I kind of like yoga.
I don't think anyone looks at me and goes, that guy does yoga.
Yeah.
You know?
I like when it gets really hot in a room, you know?
No, and
you
can. God.
I like that. I like to
sweat. Well, that's because you're skinny. I mean,
we've talked about
you don't
this
spend
before,
any time
yeah.
being hot or sweating. So you want
it's
to sweat.
Yeah,
we've talked about this. It's a novelty. When you spend all day being hot and sweaty, the last thing you want to do is go get more hot and sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't eat Little Caesar's pizza either.
Oh,
that's hot and sweaty as well.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait, pizza, I mean, hot pizza. And ready. Sorry.
Hot and ready. Hot and sweaty. That was funny. That was a good joke. That was good.
Just worked in my Little Caesars
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah.
Testing it out.
Oh, yeah.
They liked it at the bar, too.
Again, just like last episode, we are here at the Foggy Dew Bar here in Milwaukee.
Foggy Dew.
We're in a house.
We're in a house.
Well, we're in someone's house. Let's look around. Point out some stuff you think that really tie the room together.
Okay. Well,
I like this little tiny stained glass lamp that's over there.
Beautiful.
They just don't make tiny stained glass lamp shades like that anymore.
The stained glass industry has really gone, struggled for ever since they stopped building all these churches.
Yeah, they built them all, and then they built them too good to where they don't have to redo them.
They planned obsolescence in the stained glass.
Yeah, so world. Maybe we can be a pro stained glass podcast for that industry.
I like that. There's nothing better than a bar with stained glass.
I agree.
Usually,
makes
it's
you feel
a bar.
Like you're at church.
It used to be a church many times. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's the church of good times.
Church of good times. Hey, I was
same thinking. Church, different pew. You know.
Yeah. I like there's a pheasant flask behind the camera right now. Like a little.
Have you confirmed that is a flask?
I think so. I think it's like one of those old timey.
So
things.
Do you drink out of the tail feather
you pop
or
off
you drink
the head.
Off the oh through the head?
Pop off. Is that a flask? Can you confirm that? Yeah, let's take a look at that sucker. Okay, so, this is cool. Just twist it. Look at that. Oh, it's
it is a flask.
I
thought it was just ornamental, but look at you.
It is ornamental.
Hey.
Oh, and that's a little, let's see what it smells like. Oh, no, that's cologne. Oh, smell that.
Don't drink that, Charles.
That smells like your grandpa right there.
Oh,
wow.
I just flashed back there.
Like, you know, the cologne,
you know, they just don't make cologne bottles like they used to.
They just don't. Honestly.
Okay. Actually, that is a great. Do you know how many guys would buy that cologne if that was the container?
Are you going to start making them?
I think I might. I think I just got $1 billion idea.
That yeah.
I'm gonna steal from this cologne company.
And all you have to do
you know
is
what kind of cologne it is.
It's Brute. Yeah, I know it. It's Brute is like only a cologne your grandfather wears.
Yeah, that was pungent. It's still in my nose.
It's the only cologne that would like take away the smell of like of every all the cigarettes our grandpas were smoking.
Yeah,
back in the day.
I now understand that.
Back when it was a health food.
Yes.
Cigarettes.
That's pretty cool. I guess I've never seen a cologne bottle that looks like a pheasant.
I know. Well, now you have. It's
what does it say?
It says on the bottom, it says Avon.
Regardless, I'm really glad you didn't try and drink out of that because that would have been.
That was my next move there. Avon 8. Avon 8 Pheasant Cologne. I don't know if Avon is the glass maker or the cologne maker, but yeah,
we can figure that out later.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, are you ready for another nice episode of the Belly Dump Podcast?
I think I am. Yeah. Anything you want to get off your chest before we do the podcast? Or?
What would I want to get off my chest?
I'm just asking you, is there anything?
Well, now that you ask, yes, there is.
What is it?
I felt very hurt by you yesterday.
When I did what?
When?
Which one?
When I bit my lip.
Yes.
Because I was overly hungry. And drew some blood, and you laughed. You didn't say, are you okay?
Well,
I was not okay.
I would like to personally apologize here on the podcast. Let me see the lip. How's it looking? You're covering it up with your hand.
It's healed.
I literally don't see it anywhere.
It's healed.
Because it was bloody yesterday. It was bloody yesterday. It's not today. So I think you're fine.
Okay.
I take back the I'm sorry. That was.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was on my chest. So I'm glad we talked about it.
That was on your lip, but. And I specifically asked what was on your chest, but.
Oh, a shirt. Okay. And a little hair.
Can you get that at mandawalkminute.com?
No, it's just a black t-shirt.
But. You can get one with other stuff on it, right?
Yeah, mandawalkminute.com. Yeah. I survived the Midwest goodbye. We just came out with that
shirt.
There you
go, Charlie.
And you got that nice You Betcha shirt. Where can we get that?
Yeah, what does it say on the back?
It says, you'll have that on these bigger jobs. It's a construction theme shirt.
Yeah, so you got to go to ohyoubetcha.com, ohyoubetcha.com.
You guys are so, a shirt. You guys are very creative.
Let's get into some callers.
Let's do it.
Hello, what's going on?
Who do we got on the line?
You got Danny Backett.
Danny. How's it going, Danny?
Well, it could be better, Charlie.
Oh, no. What happened?
The old ball and chain got tested positive for COVID last night.
She tested positive for COVID.
So, therefore, you tested positive for COVID?
Yeah.
I tested negative, but we're quarantining, so needed some advice.
Okay. All right. That's why we're
quarantine
here. Barely up to the
questions.
Bar, baby.
Yeah. What do you need?
Well, we're working in the same room. So that's kind of.
Well, is that her yelling in the background?
Yeah, that's her.
Is she mad at you right now?
Oh, I don't think so. I think she's just.
So what are you
trying to get some
what advice are you looking for then?
Just how to not want to kill each other at the end of it, basically, right?
Aren't you guys in love?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in love.
But.
The other side of love is wanting to kill each other once in a while.
Can we put her on the line?
Yeah, let's talk to her.
Oh, they want you on the line, babe. She's in a meeting at work.
Tell her this is more important. Come on.
Tell her that tell them that she has another meeting she's got to get to.
Yeah. This is a meeting.
You're supposed to tell your job that you have a more important meeting.
We got a little giggle out of her.
See, there we go. We just solved it.
Yeah, that is it. Laughter brings it together. Do you guys have a show on Netflix you can watch together? Can you Netflix? Know what I mean. You guys are together. So, you know, if there's a Netflix show, you know, what goes along with Netflix? Popcorn. And maybe popcorn you can have together.
Yeah, you could do the popcorn trick.
That brings a lot of smiles.
I've actually always wanted to try the popcorn trick. So
what's a popcorn trick?
We don't even need the popcorn.
Wait, what's a popcorn trick?
Would you like to explain to Charlie what the popcorn trick is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. So, you know, you're at the movie theater, right?
Oh, is this a Willy in the popcorn box? Come on, it's a family show.
Oh,
you know, I'm upset with you guys. I'm losing in pull tabs right now, and you're talking about putting your silly sausages in the popcorn tin. I'm not happy about it. Don't do that. Okay. Well, I guess you could. I mean, you guys are you crazy kids are married. I mean, if that spices it up, then sure.
Yeah.
Would she be into that?
we don't need the. I think so, but we don't need to. We don't need to hide it with the popcorn bowl because we're pouring popcorn.
Yeah, but it's more of like a it's a role play thing, right? Yeah. You're pretending you're at the movie. It's a little, you know, you're being a little naughty. You shouldn't be doing that at the theater.
Yeah,
you know, and then one thing leads to another.
So get the drill out and put a nice big or moderate sized hole in the popcorn.
Well, they make them with perforated edges now.
Oh. That sounds painful.
The Mr. Marcus blanket and put that over us.
He loves the binky.
Oh, this got so weird so quick.
No, that's literally there on before the movie is encouraging people to bring binkies to the movie theater now.
Really? They want you to bring blankets? Don't they know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
When you introduce blankets
binkies
into the movie
equals hanky panky, you know?
Yeah.
So why don't you guys just not work in the same room is the question I got for you.
Yeah, how big's the house?
I mean, it's not huge. The problem is that's just how we got it set up, and I don't know if I want to just, you know, move it all around just for a couple of days, but...
Yeah. I love how the quarantine, the suggested quarantine now in COVID is like 5 days.
Yeah.
And you're literally wondering how you're going to get through 5 days of spending time with only your wife. That is so.
Yeah. Fun. Well, that's not
you know
the way.
You know, you're in this for life, right?
Yeah. But that's not the way we as a species were brought up. You know, biologically, we were made to go chase saber-toothed tigers. And then when we didn't get eaten, we'd come home and we'd be so happy to see our significant other because we didn't get eaten.
And back then, it wasn't the popcorn trick. It was the...
pebble trick. Cavemen ate pebbles, I think. Pebbles
nuts
and berries.
It was the nuts and berries
nuts
trick.
Hunting and gathering. So, yeah, a little messier in blackberries. But anyway,
I think the real advice here is just keep it light. Maybe get a dad joke book and just whip those out every time that the tension gets a little high, and then I think it'll get you through the quarantine.
Well, I think we'll be fine. I just, yeah. Oh, there she is coughing. It's okay.
There is no advice we can give you guys.
Yeah, he's already defeated.
You are so far gone.
Yeah.
You're like,
he didn't call to get advice. He called to just complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really are bellying up to the bar.
Hey, do you want the solution or you just want to be heard?
Right. Right. And I think you just want to be heard.
And we hear you, man. We've been in this scenario before.
We have.
Stay strong. She's coughing up a storm. I get it. It's annoying. But you're in love. Remember that.
You are in love. Silence.
Well,
good.
I appreciate
all right.
You guys.
Yeah.
He's really defeated.
No confirming he's, it at all. We so let defeated. Him down.
Yeah. That's all right. Hey, you'll make it through.
We'll make it through. I've got plenty of episodes to listen to. I'm looking forward to Patreon tomorrow. So that'll get me through it.
Hell yeah. We got to actually, that reminds me, we got to record that, Jared. Thanks for reminding us.
Yeah. You may not have it tomorrow after all. All right. Well,
I was going to say one last thing, Charlie. I listened to that Greg Gard interview you had. That was really good.
Head coach of UW men's basketball.
Is that on the Cripescast?
That's on the Cripescast.
Yeah, you can find Cripescast wherever all podcasts be found. Same with You Betcha Radio. We also have You Betcha Radio Patreon. Patreon.com/YouBetchaRadio.
We got a Cripescast Patreon, too. I forget what the website is. But
it's probably Patreon.com/Cripescast.
Probably, or just Charlie Barron's. I forget. Anyway, thanks for listening to that. Yeah. I appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. But all right, guys. I'll let you guys go and...
Well, watch out for your wife coughing.
Yeah, watch out for the splash zone. Hope you don't get that COVID again, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Cheers, right, man.
Bye-bye now.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, man, you talk about a guy who is in utter defeat.
I mean, that was...
It felt like I was at his funeral. You know?
It did. She's got COVID and now we got to hang out together. And so what's the problem, friend?
Yeah.
Just silence.
Yeah.
How many awkward silences were in that call?
Yeah, I know. She seemed to be in good spirits.
She was laughing. Yeah. She was having a good time. Well, he's just upset because, he can't go to the bar.
Yeah, he's upset that he can't be like mowing the lawn or something.
Well, you can mow the lawn if you have COVID. Are you kidding me?
Why isn't he doing? That's the advice.
We should have. We always think of the best advice after the deal.
All right. Well, yeah. Maybe we'll call him back later.
Yeah. Jeez. Hey, welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast.
Who do we got on the line?
Hey, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller. This is Kurt Jacobson.
Kurt Jacobson. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm good. I'm out here in eastern South Dakota building pole barns.
Pole barns. Tell us about what kind of pole barns you got out there these days.
Oh, geez. I tell you what, I'll build you any kind of pole barn you want. I've been doing it for about 37 years now.
37 years building pole barns.
Now talk to me about how the technology's improved in the last 37 years. Yeah. Is it the same? Is it?
They get some new thingamajig every single year trying to make these pole barns better. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, it's some poles in the ground and some steel. That's all you need. Just make sure the water runs downhill.
Really? So
that is important to know, the water thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a concrete guy. You got to make sure everything runs to the drain in the garage. You don't want that. Yep. Yeah. Pulling up in the corners.
Away from your foundation. Just keep the water away from your foundation.
Everything going to the center. Now, are you making good money around it? Oh, yeah,
well. You can make good money. That's the thing, though. These young guys, they just don't want to work.
Millennials, Gen Z doesn't want to work.
Why do you think they don't want to work? Why do you think they have soft hands?
There's just, there's too many opportunities out there with these TikToks and stuff that they think they got a chance at it. I tell you what, most of them don't.
Yeah.
That's just the truth of it. Most of them don't. But I tell you what, you want to find a good employee, you get one of them inmates. Fresh out of prison, they got a parole officer. They're going to show up to work every single day because they got that ankle monitor.
They have to. They have to, yeah. Someone drops them off every day.
Who's your employee of the month right now?
Oh, that's going to be Ricky.
Where's Ricky from?
Oh, I think he's from northern Minnesota somewhere. Well, they pulled him out of the pen here in Sioux Falls.
What was he locked in for? What was Ricky locked in for?
I think it was a carjacking.
Oh, he jacked
the car? But you know what? I tell you what, he's a real handy guy.
Well, I mean, he jacked a car. He's probably pretty handy.
Yeah,
he's a real handy guy. Yeah.
So he can get on there.
What do you like to do for fun? It's a lot of work talk. What do you do for fun over there in South Dakota?
Oh, geez, I do a little bit of trapping in the fall, muskrats and raccoons and things like that. But I tell you what, the fur price just ain't what they used to be.
Yeah,
what's a good raccoon pelt go for these days?
Oh, geez, back in the 90s, you should get $25 for them or something like that. But these days, you're lucky if you get eight.
Eight?
Whoa.
$8.
What made the raccoon pelt market crash so hard?
TikTok.
It's them PETAs. It's all them PETAs.
Oh, the PETAs. Jeez. They start what? You can't walk around the street with a nice raccoon fleece anymore?
No, everybody's okay with going to the store and buying meat, but they don't want to know where it came from.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear that.
Yeah. Now, do you ever you trap the raccoon, obviously, you're selling the pelts. Do you make anything with the meat yourself?
Oh, just a little bit of jerky, just to hydrate it in my garage there. I know you like to do that, too.
Yeah.
I've heard that yours is pretty good, your pocket jerky.
Yeah, he's a long time, he's a fan,
I'll tell you what, we listen to you under the job site there when we get a time, Sit down with a couple of Gatorades and some Monsters and turn on the old Bellied Up podcast, watch a few You Betcha videos.
Well, we appreciate you watching, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, now, you're telling us all this great stuff you're doing. Can we give you any advice?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. There we go. Couple of young bucks trying to give the old guy advice. There it is. Okay, what do you got? Well, let's hear it.
No, we're wondering if you have any problems in your life that maybe we could shed some light on, maybe help you out with. You got anything?
Oh, geez. Well,
where do you start?
It's this one thing after another. I got a couple of kids heading off to college and careers that just don't make sense. And now me and the old wife are at home, just the two of us, and empty nesters, and just trying to fill the time, you know, just filling the time between fights, you know. Just I would love to rekindle the.
This is a good question.
So here's what you're gonna want to do. You're gonna want to go to the movie theater. You're going to want to get a bucket of popcorn, and you're going to want to do the popcorn trick.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Do you know what the popcorn trick is?
Oh, I know what the popcorn trick is. I've been on this earth for a few years here, fellas.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I tell you what, my
that's
wife,
not even working
like
anymore.
She doesn't like butter?
No, she does.
She does like butter.
She sounds like a great lady, yeah.
Oh, she is. She really is. And I appreciate the hell out of her. But I tell you what, just sometimes the sound of her, the sound of her voice just.
What
drives me crazy, you know, just not always in a healthy way.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever watch this guy on the internet? He's okay. Dude dad, and sometimes he dresses up as his wife.
Oh, my wife is always sending me his stuff.
And what do you think of him?
Well, she sure seems to like him. I think he's okay.
It's nice. It keeps her busy, right?
He's got some funny ones, he's not as good as you guys.
Are there any that you don't like? Any of his videos that you don't like?
Oh, let's see here. I mean, I do think it's weird that he's always dressing up like his wife, you know. I think that's a little bit much.
Does it kind of make you wonder sometimes?
And I do. It's hard for me to trust a guy that can't grow facial hair.
Well, that's, yeah, that'll happen.
Well,
it's a little weird how many different wigs he's got, too, right? I mean, he got a whole room in his house? Yeah.
Yeah, he does. It's there. You just got to wonder what happens behind the scenes there.
Yeah, you know? I mean, who wears the pants in that relationship?
Not on camera, too.
Who wears the pants in that relationship is really what you got to wonder.
Well, based on the fact of how many kids they got, I don't think either one of them wear pants.
Do you think
that I can respect?
Here's what I'm curious about. I just heard that they are having their fourth child.
Four now?
Four. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't wear pants, do they?
No, and I do. I have to wonder, was one of which child, you know, one of the four was conceived while he was wearing the wig, and I'm just curious which one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Well, I think if you're thinking about that, then you might have a few of your own problems.
You've been thinking about dude dad in his wig having intercourse with his wife?
Well,
probably?
I didn't mean it. I mean, now that you say it like that,
that's
I guess,
pretty
yes,
much
I
what
have.
You said there,
yeah. Wow. That's exactly what you said.
Okay. Well, all right. At this point,
maybe one,
I mean,
too
I guess.
Many Bloody Marys.
Yeah, I guess whatever gets you halfway, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So listen. So you know Paul Barnes, okay?
And yep, it's
doing
a garage, except that the different framing gets pulled in the ground. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm doing pull tabs right now while I'm talking to you. What advice, as a pull guy, what advice do you have for the is there anything that translates from pull barns to pull tabs?
Well, it's not a pull barn. It's a pull barn, Charlie.
And yeah, right, I know that. And this is a pull tab because it's shaped like a part of a pole.
Oh, okay.
So, well, here's the thing.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Well, the thing about pole barns is the more you do them, the better you get out of them. About pole tabs is the more you do them, the more broke you get.
Well, unless you know how to invest in the right markets.
Until eventually you hit and you go back to neutral and you start feeling pretty good about yourself again. And that's when you get sucked right back in. But you know what, guys?
Did you say sucked?
He said sucked.
Okay. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey with the whole path. So don't get stuck. Don't get stuck on being down on pole path, because it's about the journey, not the destination.
Well, keep pulling. Yeah, it's a long-term investment.
Just keep pulling. And that's what you've been doing for 30-some-odd years. You just kept 37 pulling.
37 years, just keep pulling them.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
That is. The tabs and the barns, keep pulling them.
Just start. Just,
what else would we have thought about?
Just keep yanking no matter what. No matter what life is like, just make sure you keep yanking and keep yanking. Until something comes out the other end.
You've always got one more tab on the other side.
All right, Kurt. Well, we're sorry we couldn't, you know, provide you with any more advice. And thank you for yours. We appreciate you. So we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a good one, Kurt.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Can my nephew say hi?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get him.
One of those guys that was in the pen and you hired him or what?
Yeah.
No, he's a straight shooter. Taylor, come over here.
Well, yeah, put him on one.
You want to talk to him? Hey, guys.
Who is this?
Yeah.
It's Taylor.
Taylor. Dude, Dad.
Wow, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Charlie was just talking about.
Nope. Nope.
What was it?
Nothing.
I'm with my uncle.
He's a great guy.
Visiting, and he said he wanted to. He told me he was calling in you guys. What are you guys talking about?
Hilarious. Nothing. So, hey, congrats on your fourth baby coming.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah.
Charlie was just talking about that and how it happened.
Talking and just saying that it's the miracle of life and the whole deal. Yeah. So congrats to you and Heidi and. Yeah. How many wigs do you have these days, Taylor?
Oh, more than you probably.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You
know, really?
When you got as many characters in your back pocket as me, you got to have a few colors.
What are you doing right now?
What I've also noticed, you got different styles as well. You got the bob. You got the long.
Yeah.
What's funny is actually you left one of your wigs at our office and...
The red one, he knows.
Yeah.
He knows. It's like in the Bible when you lose like that one coin and you... Once in a while,
when Charlie shows up at the office, he likes to put it on just to think about you.
That's nice. Well, your team bought that, so I think it's good that we just keep it there at the bunker. So if I'm ever around...
We put it on like a little mannequin head, and we just have a light shining on it at all times, kind of like the American flag. It's very similar.
I like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's ready for you. We've been keeping good care of it when you come back. Ooh. So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll go take her out deer hunting again this year. We'll see.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Hey, are you going to come pheasant hunt with us, Miles?
When is the pheasant hunt? Because I got a pheasant hunt for myself as well.
We're going to my folks' place. Is it October? When is it, Charlie?
Shit.
Whenever you have a show in Sioux Falls.
You got to tell me that. That reminds me. I need to.
Charlie has
put
no
that
idea
on my calendar.
On
Stop it. That is true. But Sioux Falls on the 18th, and I'm in La Crosse on the 15th. So 16th, 17th.
16th, 17th.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at the calendar, see what I got going on, let you guys know.
I got to put that in my calendar. So
we got more birds than you've ever seen in your life.
I could definitely doubt that, but
South Dakota. I don't know where you're going to see more birds than in South Dakota.
We're literally pheasant hunting in South Dakota, Charlie.
Oh, so you've done that. Are you going to come then?
I don't know. I got to just take a look.
All right. I'm putting it on the calendar right now. Can I bring my dad?
Well, this is bad radio, guys.
Yeah, it is. just look into our calendars. Well, I'm all worn out from that character. You guys go do your thing. Yeah. I got to do my thing.
Well, Taylor/Dude Dad, glad that you called in. And, well, glad that your uncle called in. That was awesome.
Yeah, tell him we say hi.
He's a good guy. And, you know, good luck on baby number four.
Yeah, man.
Oh, appreciate Congrats that, guys. Again. And I'll let Kurt know. He's really going to appreciate you putting him on the air.
Sounds good. We're happy to do it. He seems like a wonderful fella.
Sounds good, guys. See you later. Yeah.
See you, buddy. Hey, everybody. I just want to remind you to stop in and get your auto ready for winter. Maybe it's a new battery you need, oil, wipers, replacement car mats, but What you probably need most is them tires, especially if you pop a tire and then you go to the deal and they're like, sorry, you got to buy four more. Don't buy them at the shop. They'll charge you an arm and a tire for them. Stop into the Fleet Farm and check out their selection. Buy three, get one Cooper tire this week, okay? That's right. You buy three Cooper tires, you get one for free. That's a three for one there. That's a three for. Well, actually, it's a one. Well, you get what it is. Buy three, get one. And next week, buy three, get one Goodyear tire. So if you're not a Cooper fella, well, next week is a good week because it's a Goodyear tire. Something like that. Fleet Farm has the best brands and the greatest deals. Fleet Farm. We love it. Yeah, there we go.
Yo.
What is up, my guy?
The boys are buzzing.
Hell yeah. Wow. What's going on? Who do we got on the line?
This is Nick.
Nick.
Where you at? What you hauling?
Nicky C, Nicky Do.
I'm from Findlay, Ohio.
Findlay. Okay.
I'm hauling myself home from work.
I like that.
Where's the office?
Not too bad. Not too bad. What? I mean, early work day for you.
Yeah, what time did you roll in there?
Yes. No, I'm a teacher, actually. I'm heading home from school.
All right. You're playing hooky a little early, fella. Isn't 3 o'clock the last bell? What's going on?
You might be in 3 o'clock the last bell. He's in the Eastern time zone.
Oh, he's in the Eastern time zone. I forget that. Jeez, we're in Central time. Well, cool.
Yeah, I'm in Ohio.
What do you teach?
I teach middle school science.
Oh, man. How do you keep the classroom from not smelling too bad with all those middle schoolers running around?
There's no way to do that. That's an impossible task.
Yeah, I can feel that.
Those kids come in from lunch. They come in from outside. It's a whole different odor.
Yeah. They're at that age where some aren't sure if they should be wearing deodorant yet. I remember that. I was a late adapter to the deodorant game.
That was you. You were one of the smelly middle schoolers.
I was a smelly guy.
I'm glad you learned. You smell good today, Charles. Not that I sniffed you.
I actually didn't put deodorant on today, so give it an hour. Sorry, we're already off track.
Yeah, here. Nick, now that you're off work, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Yep, you know that's what I'm going to do. I'm actually heading to pick up my girl right now. I got a little 2-year-old, so I had to grab her.
That's cute.
And then I head home. Pretty nice day here in Ohio. I'm a belly up out in the pool, actually, with a cold one.
Oh, attaboy.
All right.
Nick is living life. He is enjoying
I think I want to be a teacher in Ohio. I got to get off work early. You just hang by the pool.
With his beautiful baby girl, you know, 2 years old, the terrible twos. But right. I bet you put her in the pool and those terrible twos floating around. Melt away.
Yeah.
What a lucky guy you are.
Those terrible twos float right away. Yeah.
Float right away.
I'm beginning to think you don't need any advice. I think you just have it all. You have it made. There's no way you got any problems going on.
We're
going to
start asking you questions.
Life is good. You think I got her figured out, huh?
Well, we do, but I think there might be a dark turn in Nick's future. What's going on, Nick? Why'd you call in?
No dark turn. I actually had a question for you. I was wondering, you know, I've been watching your guys' account for a while. I got some of your merchandise. I actually got the Boys Are Buzzing flag hanging out by my pool right now.
Well, that's awesome. I appreciate it, man.
It's okay.
And I had a question for you, I guess. I was just wanting to know how you guys kind of started all this.
Oh, okay.
I'll let Charlie go first.
No, he's got your flag hanging up, Miles.
All right.
Why don't you go first?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Should I interview you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, Miles, how did you get your start in all this?
Well, you know, my buddy Mark Zuckerberg.
Heard of him.
Yeah, I basically paid him off to start pushing my videos on his platform. And
did you really? Were you one of those guys?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So I started off doing some video content as a freelance marketing guy. We had a air quotes marketing business, which just meant me and another guy ran around town and convinced people to let us run their social media. So that's a marketing business.
How many clients did you have?
At one point we probably had like 6 at one time, which was decent.
6 clients.
But so I started doing social media content and stuff through there, and I kind of thought of an idea that, hey, it'd be cool if there was a page that celebrated the Midwest. And I turned the camera around one day, shot a couple videos, and I got lucky enough to have a video blow up on Facebook, and kind of just been figuring it out ever since.
Yeah. What was the video?
It was Busch Light versus Spotted Cow. Just fitting because we are in the land of Spotted Cow.
We are in Wisconsin. He likes it. He's a Spotted Cow fan. You should go watch Miles's video.
I think we're going to have to. I think we're going to have to put that Boys Are Buzzing flag at half mass.
If you're drinking Spotted Cow. You know what?
I'll tell you what. I got a garage fridge, a basement fridge, and a kitchen fridge, and they all got Busch Light.
Yeah, never mind. Bring that baby back up.
Wow. That is impressive.
I do got a neighbor down the road. He's from Wisconsin. He brings the Spotted Cow back occasionally.
Hey, he's a saint is what he is. You got three fridges. Let me just get some facts on the ground. You got three fridges, a pool, and you're a teacher.
Yeah.
What drugs are you selling on the side,
a little
friend?
Walter White situation. And he's a science teacher. He's a science teacher, too.
I got lucky enough to marry beautiful and smart, so she has a great job.
That's cool.
Again, you are living
Living the life, my fella.
You are literally living the dream.
Yeah, good on you. Congratulations to you. I'll tell you how I got my start.
Charlie, why don't you tell us your start?
Yeah,
I was doing stand-up, and I had one bit take off based off my time in local news. And it was where I talked with an accent.
What was the bit?
It was just a bit about my time in local news, where instead of taking all the things people said I was doing wrong and changing them, I took all the things people said I was doing wrong, I doubled down on them. And that did well in the clubs. And there was this one guy in the club one night who was laughing. I says, "Where are you from?" He's from Manitowoc. And that was a guy named the Manitowoc Minute after. I put out the first one, not thinking I'd put out a second one, but the video took off. So then I put out more and more. And then I started doing sketch stuff. And then I met Miles, and my life has never been the same since.
And he didn't say whether that's good or bad.
How is it that you two met?
How is it that we met?
We were at a bar. We were at a bar, and we locked eyes from across. I said to the bartender, I said, "That guy's kind of cute. Can you send down a Wisconsin old fashioned?" Wisconsin old fashioned. Sent it down there.
Yeah.
He waltzed his body over to me. Then we waltzed a little bit. We were at a supper club, by the way. Did a little dancing, and then
from there,
a little dirty dancing, and then
it was history.
We started making YouTube videos after that.
Yeah, and it did go just like that. Yeah, no, that's not true. Here's what really happened. Miles slid into my DMs.
No, you slid into my DMs. We should actually go and look.
We should go look.
We got to figure that out. We'll do that maybe in the break.
Yeah, we'll do that. So that's our story.
What do you think? What do you think of the story?
No, I think that sounds realistic. The whole gazing eyes from across the bar thing sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, Charlie, what we need to start doing is like the Joker on Batman, The Dark Knight, when he keeps saying, "You want to know how I got these scars?" And he tells a different story every time.
Oh, a different story of how we met every time.
Every time we say how we met, we got to come up with a different story.
I like that. I like that. So for all you other callers, ask us how we met. We'll figure it out. The real story of how I met your Midwest father.
Yeah.
It'll be somewhere in between the stories, huh?
There will be a piece of truth in every single story.
There you go.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you, and have fun floating in your pool.
Yes, I will do that. I appreciate it, guys. Cool to talk to you.
Cool to talk to you.
Glad you called in, man.
Yeah. Tell your wife and daughter we says hi.
I will do that as well.
All right, real good. Talk soon.
I mean, he's literally living the dream.
Yeah.
Where did we mess up along the way, Charlie?
Well, my grandpa always said, marry rich the first time. The second time can be for love. You know?
That is a good line.
He gave me a lot of good wisdom. He said, meet him inside by the popcorn stand when you go to the movies. And I'm like, why would I do that? He's like, then you don't have to pay for the goddamn ticket. Keep in mind, my grandpa married at 21 for 60 years, something like that.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And then I was like, Grandpa, why didn't you do it? He's like, I screwed up. She lied to me, told me she was rich. And then, damn it.
Yeah. Sounds like a good guy, though.
He's a good guy. And he says that. And then my Grandma Sue's sitting right there as slaps she says
him.
It.
Yeah.
Slaps him. Actually, one of my earliest memories is of my grandma and grandpa sitting on the pier in Fond du Lac. And my grandma slaps him on the leg and says, why did I ever marry you? And I was like, oh, no. Grandma and grandpa.
Are they about to get divorced?
Are they
right
going to get divorced? Then I just realized, no, that's love.
That is love. Yeah. You have to constantly be questioning that.
You do. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Very wholesome.
It is nice this memory.
This is the wholesome bellied up episode, I think.
It really is.
You
yeah.
know, talking about peeing emotions. Outside with your dog. All that.
Yeah. You ever pee with your dog?
I don't have a dog, Charlie. We've established that. All right, take another caller. Well, it was nice for Dude Daddy to stop on by the podcast. I didn't know that he had an Uncle Curtis that was calling in. So that Uncle was nice.
You know, the pull barn and the pull tabs and a lot of pulling going on. And, you know, I bet you Uncle Kurt wore this cologne.
Oh, my
I bet
God.
You Uncle Kurt wore cologne coming out of a glass pheasant.
He probably left that back here 37 years ago.
He probably did.
We should bring it with and get it back to him.
We should. Yeah.
No, it was nice for Dude Dad to stop by. I was sort of hang out for a little while. So he didn't stop by.
Yeah. Well, he bellied up to the bar with us.
He mentally bellied up to the bar
mentally
with us.
And congrats to him on his fourth child.
Congrats on the sex. It's starting to get to be though where you're bragging now the how much sex you're having.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's maybe cool on the bragging about the sex. All right. It's cool. We get it. You have sex. All right, mm-hmm. Taylor. So, but also congrats.
Congrats to him. Four in the family. That'll be fun.
Whatever you do, just try to get that visual out of your head of.
I brought up the wig thing.
Yeah, wig. And I'm still working on getting that out of my head. But
yeah. It's going to take a while. Hey,
time heals everything.
Just look at the Chia Pet over there and just.
Well, now I'm thinking about it again.
Now I'm thinking Taylor with a Chia Pet wig.
Having his fifth kid.
Yeah.
All right. Man. Well,
that's about the time. Yeah. Follow Bellied Up on Bellied Up Places. You just Google it. It pops up. And follow the Cripes Cast and You Bet Your Radio. And
let Taylor know you're glad that he stopped by that his uncle stopped by, Uncle Curtis.
Send him a message, him and Curtis.
All right, guys. Make sure, as always, you tip your bartender, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye-bye.